Firm foundations, testimony building stories, sharing their light. When my friends and I arrived at the trailhead, I quickly realized that I was missing a flashlight. All my friends had their own, but I had completely forgotten to bring anything to help me navigate the trail in the pre-dawn darkness. As we worked our way up the mountain, not having a light became a serious issue. At times, we would cross slippery ice fields. Without a light to help me, I was in real danger of taking a wrong step in the dark and tumbling down the mountain. But my friends found a solution. I could walk between two of them. I followed the light from my friend in front of me and sometimes fell back into the sphere of light from my friend behind me. Their willingness to share their light allowed me to safely make the journey. When we reached the summit, the sun was coming up. I realized I never would have made it without my friends. It is so important to have friends who illuminate our paths with the gospel of Jesus Christ. They can help us avoid danger and find our way. I want to be the kind of friend that helps and leads others. Julia W., Georgia, USA. God is no respecter of persons. Acts 10, verse 34. His light is available to all, great or small, rich or poor, privileged or disadvantaged. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, then second counselor in the first presidency, Bearers of Heavenly Light, October 2017 General Conference. How can I be a light? 1. Let others serve you. Remember to let others be a light too. See Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. 2. Keep your eyes open. When you look for ways to help those around you, you'll be surprised at how many opportunities you'll find. 3. Listen to others. The more you show you care, the more others will turn to you for help. See Doctrine and Covenants 81, verse 5. 4. Be happy. Happiness is contagious. See 3 Nephi, chapter 18, verse 24.
Buying my jeans back. Stopping by the mall, I found an adorable pair of jeans. I thought they were a little bigger than the jeans I usually wore, but they still look stylish. I wore them the next day at school and at a wrestling tournament, where I had stepped in a puddle and splashed some mud on them. I even got a little food on them when I ate a snack. When I got home that night, I realized that they didn't quite fit me as well as I thought they did. I decided I would just wash off the spots and return them since they didn't fit me properly. As I headed to the store, I felt returning the jeans was not honest because the store expected the jeans to come back in original condition. But I pushed the prompting aside, returned the jeans, got my money back, and left the mall. As I drove out of the parking lot, I was overwhelmed with guilt. I prayed to Heavenly Father, asking Him to give me the courage to do what I knew I needed to do. I drove back to the mall, entered the store, grabbed my pair of jeans off the shelf, and went to the cashier. Although I felt a little foolish buying my jeans back with the money the store had just given me, I knew I had made the right decision and that Heavenly Father was pleased with me. Every time I wear those jeans, I am reminded of my determination to be honest, no matter the cost. Tierra P., Idaho, USA.
What we learned from Keith. My brother Andrew and I heard about an opportunity to serve in a local home for the elderly. So we signed up and started visiting Keith. He was suffering from cancer, but he was the most optimistic and happy person I'd ever met. He smiled and his words shone brightly as he spoke of Heavenly Father's love for all of his children. Even though he knew he'd never recover from his illness, Keith spent all his time listening, sharing, and expressing love for others, even as he was dying. Keith made Andrew and me feel like we could achieve our potential because of what Jesus Christ did for us. We realized that Keith showed his love for the gospel by expressing his love for others. One day, when we went to visit Keith at the home, we were told he had passed away that morning. As we held back tears, we reflected on this man who always looked forward to meeting new people and sharing his testimony of the Savior. We realized that we weren't the ones serving him, but that Keith was serving us by showing us how to live a Christ-like life, even as he was dying. Christie, California, USA.
End of Firm Foundations, read by Holly Anderson, Jonah Brooks, and Rena Nelson.